It's over. Eads congratulates Boeing. EAA's claims about young eagles spark debate. And Australia may want more C-17s. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Tuesday, March 8th, 2011. The KCX tanker war may finally be over. Yesterday, the deadline for Eads to challenge the award of the contract to Boeing came and went, and Aviation Week reports Eads confirmed it would not file a protest. Eads North America chairman Ralph Crosby even congratulated Boeing, which, according to information provided in Air Force debriefings, bid $20.6 billion, or about 10% under Eads at $22.6. But Crosby also questions whether Boeing will actually be able to deliver on its promises under the terms of a fixed-price contract. The Experimental Aircraft Association is touting the results of a data-matching project which shows kids who participate in the Young Eagles program are 5.4 times as likely to earn a pilot certificate as kids in the general population. The claim has triggered some debate. Some critics of the premise of Young Eagles have been fond of asking, after almost two decades of continuing decline in the pilot population, where are all the new pilots Young Eagles was supposed to create? It may be at least as valid to ask, how many fewer pilots would we have without it? A guest commentary on ANN yesterday by Rich Davidson suggests the numbers probably mean just the opposite of what EAA stated, that kids who will one day get pilot certificates are 5.4 times more likely to seek Young Eagles flights. You can read Rich's commentary, dated March 7th, at aero-news.net. In today's ANN special feature, hear my conversation with EAA Chairman Tom Poberesny, who obviously has a different view. Minister for Defense Stephen Smith announced Monday that Australia is investigating the purchase of an additional C-17A Globemaster III heavy-lift aircraft. The government has sent a letter of request to the United States seeking cost and availability information. Mr. Smith says the Royal Australian Air Force currently has four C-17As. They were delivered over the period of 2006 to 2008. The first became operational in 2007, providing the Australian Defence Force with a global airlift capability. Recent events in Queensland and Christchurch have underlined the C-17s as an essential part of Australia's capacity to respond to natural disasters, both within Australia and within the region. While disaster relief has been a recent public focus for C-17 operations, they continue to support Australian and international forces in Afghanistan and the Middle East. Up next on ANN, Hawk Capital Partners acquires Northeast Aviation Technologies. Professional Aviation Associates gets into the helicopter business. And Garmin's new audio panel does some impressive tricks. You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for March 8th. I'm Paul Plack. In news from Heli Expo 2011 in Orlando, underway this week, the rotorcraft-focused private equity investor, Hawk Capital Partners, says it has reached an agreement to acquire substantially all of the assets of NEAT, short for Northeast Aviation Technologies, Incorporated. NEAT is headquartered in Westmoreland County, Pennsylvania, and employs 20 people. It's an FAA Part 145 repair station, specializing in avionics integration, maintenance, structural modification, and the installation and certification of avionics systems and kits in rotary and fixed-wing aircraft. PAA, Professional Aviation Associates, a Greenwich Aero Group company, has formed a global helicopter support parts group and is now serving rotorcraft operators. Most notable as the largest independent supplier of King Air parts in the world, PAA's initial investment is just over $1 million in rotables and airframe parts inventory to support a wide range of helicopter platforms. Phoenix Heliparts introduced a couple of new faces at the show. Conrad Moreno has been named Quality Assurance Manager, and Marcus Landry, Manager of Business Development. Both have over 30 years' experience in the helicopter industry, with careers that have focused on quality assurance and strategic expansion. And a new tension torsion strap for civilian and military versions of the Bell 206 Jet Ranger and 206L Long Ranger helicopters has been developed by Airwolf Aerospace and has PMA approval from the FAA. The straps can be installed in the field by a licensed engineer, are priced significantly lower than those from the factory, and are on display at Heli Expo. Garmin is introducing a new line of audio panels with some impressive new tricks. The GMA-350 and GMA-350H, as in helicopter, use digital technology to implement some new features. Garmin says they will also allow more features to be added later by upgrading software. The 350 has voice recognition, so you can say COM1 or COM2, and it'll go there without the need to press a button. It automatically turns its own volume up or down in response to ambient noise to reduce pilot workload. Something called 3D spatial processing uses the capability of stereo headsets to offset simultaneously selected audio sources to the left or right in your head, using your brain's own built-in capabilities to more easily understand one or both conversations. The new panel also allows independent selection of entertainment system audio for crew and passengers. The 350H model adds night vision capability and a third comm radio input. The GMA-350 and 350H are expected to be available in the second quarter of this year for an expected retail price of $2,395 and $2,695, respectively. The Gamma Board of Directors has approved Continental Data Graphics and Thales Canada as its newest members, bringing the International Trade Association's membership to 70. Headquartered in Cypress, California, Continental Data Graphics supports a number of aircraft component manufacturers and general aviation aircraft manufacturers and suppliers with engineering and technical documentation services, training and e-learning solutions, process consulting, and software solutions. CDG is a wholly owned subsidiary of Boeing with over 1,200 employees worldwide. Thales Canada designs integrated systems for cockpit and flight controls for regional and business jet manufacturers around the world from its base in Montreal. It's a provider of fly-by-wire solutions and is Thales' global center of excellence for flight control systems. Still ahead, Dassault claims a navigational first in Europe. Sunspots mean more than you might have thought. And December saw increased airline cancellations. You're listening to Aero News.
Freedom through performance. At Cirrus, performance is not simply the measurement of a single design parameter. Rather, it's a total package. It's optimum balance of speed, efficiency, comfort, safety, ease of flight, and quality. We call it Cirrus Flying 2.0. Aren't you ready to feel the freedom?
Piperjet.
Piper Match.
Global Expansion.
Meridian, Mirage, Matrix, and more.
With so much happening at Piper, how can I possibly keep up?
Get informed. Get involved at facebook.com/Piper Aircraft.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Tuesday, March 8th. I'm Paul Plack. Dassault is claiming the first approach to landing using Europe's new EGNOS system, short for European Geostationary Navigation Overlay Service. EGNOS uses a set of geostationary satellites and a network of ground reference stations to augment the U.S. GPS constellation, producing accuracies of 1 meter horizontally and 2 meters vertically to allow LPV approaches down to 250-foot minima. The first approaches using EGNOS were flown recently by a Dassault Falcon 900LX into Paul Pyrenees Airport in France. The system promises pilots more direct en route flight paths, greater runway capability, and reduced separation standards without increased risk. We know that Earth's atmosphere and magnetic field protect its inhabitants from cosmic radiation and meteors, but NASA now says a recent weakening of the sun's magnetic field during a prolonged sunspot minimum has allowed increased radiation to enter the solar system and has even caused a cooling and collapse of the Earth's upper atmosphere. Dibyendu Nandi of the Indian Institute of Science Education and Research in Kolkata, the lead author of a NASA-sponsored study, says that scientists were puzzled by the deepest decline in sunspots in 100 years. He says, quote, "Plasma currents deep inside the sun interfered with the formation of sunspots and prolonged the solar minimum," unquote. Results include increased radiation danger for space travelers and more debris accumulating in Earth orbit. NASA believes its Solar Dynamics Observatory will eventually provide measurements that could validate the current model and provide the basis for future solar cycle prediction. And finally today, we're starting to see what may be some negative impact from the DOT's 3-hour tarmac stranding rule, which took effect in April of last year. Opponents, including the airlines, said the rule's stiff fines could prompt airlines to decide earlier to cancel flights, resulting in a net negative for travelers. In a winter filled with major storms over portions of North America, airlines reported cancellations were up almost 34% in December from a year earlier. The Arizona Republic reports U.S. Airways now has a dedicated staffer at its operations control center in Pittsburgh, whose only job is to watch the clock for potential violations and make sure the flights are canceled and the planes return to the gate ahead of the 3-hour deadline. Fines for violating the limit can reach $27,500 per passenger under the rule. Having a flight canceled has to be a drag, but I'm not sure it's worse than spending 9 hours on the tarmac with overflowing toilets. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, Chairman Tom Paul Berezny talks about numbers EAA says support claims of the effectiveness of the Young Eagles program. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.